A friend sent me a funny cartoon as daylight savings time was coming to an end, when we turn our clocks back an hour. The cartoon is a picture of a frog laying on its back in a position of defeat, with the caption, "I'm not turning my clock back on Sunday. The last thing we need is an extra hour of 2020. Yes, 2020 has been an amazingly challenging year, and most of us are happy it is, as the saying goes, in the books. It's over, and it's now history. But have the problems of 2020 gone away? Is COVID-19 over? What about the economic upsets? Are the protests, riots, and political divisions within countries something that ends at midnight December 31st? Or will these continue into a new year? What's ahead for 2021 and beyond? Can we know? Stay with me if you want to know what your future is as contained in this book. Welcome to Tomorrow's World, where I'm going to give you predictions for this new year and those to follow. Predicting the future is a sticky business. Every year, experts, futurists, secular philosophers, and religious prophets tell us what to expect in the year ahead. More often than not, these predictions are in error. The only thing that saves the reputation of these self-proclaimed prophets is the short memories of those who listen to them. So why is it that we here at Tomorrow's World think that we are any better at predicting the future when we give you predictions for the year to come? What is the source of our understanding? And most importantly, are our predictions accurate? Let's address that question by reviewing the last 2 years. Many evangelical preachers tell their audiences that the rapture and the return of Christ can happen at any time, maybe even tonight. But in my program, 2019 in Bible Prophecy, I showed why this is a perversion of the Scripture by boldly stating, prediction number one, Jesus Christ will not return in 2019, nor in 2021 or 22. And the second prediction was, there will be no rapture in 2019, because notwithstanding popular opinion, the doctrine of the rapture is not scriptural. We have resources on our website, tomorrowsworld.org, that will explain this in greater detail. My third prediction was, number three, real peace will come, but not in 2019. Or 2020, 21, or 22. Those first two predictions have proven to be true. There was no rapture, and Christ did not return. The doctrine of imminence, that Christ can return at just any time, is not found in Scripture. People often look at Jesus' statement that no man knows the day or the hour, and they jump to the wild conclusion that this means that he can come at just any time. It's true that no one does know the hour. No one knows the exact time of his return. But they fail to recognize that Jesus also made statements about certain things that had to happen first. Notice what he said in Luke chapter 21 and verse 9. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. The Bible nowhere says that Jesus can return at just any time. It says he will come at a time when people do not expect. But Scripture also tells us that if we are watching, we will not be caught off guard. Notice this in Thessalonians. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Then the Scripture tells us that those who are true children of God and are watching will not be caught off guard. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So when someone focuses only on Jesus' statement that no one knows the day or the hour and jumps to the wild and unfounded conclusion that he meant that he could come at just any time, it shows a total lack of understanding of the Scriptures. In 2019 in Bible Prophecy, I read from the Bible some of the things this book says must happen first. And just as the first two points have proven true, so will prediction number three. Real peace will come, but not in 2019. Fellow Tomorrow's World presenter Wallace Smith gave trends to watch in 2020, and all six were right on target. But before reviewing them, I want to offer you one of our most popular resources that lays out future events. Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled, can be yours free for the asking. No one will ask you for money, and your name will not be sold to others. So call or go to our website for your free copy of Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. And I'll be right back to show you six trends Wallace Smith told us to watch in 2020.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. To request today's free informative offer, no cost, no obligation, call toll-free now or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org.
Before the break, I said I would review fellow Tomorrow's World presenter Wallace Smith's six trends to watch, as given in his program 2020 in Bible Prophecy. Mr. Smith explained that while we don't know exact dates, we can know where our world is headed. His first point was to
keep an eye on Europe's accelerating identity crisis.
It will be wise to remember how that continent drew the whole world into two conflicts in the last century, taking the lives of tens of millions of people. And according to the Bible, it will happen again. January 31st, 2020 saw the United Kingdom formally withdraw from the European Union, and with it, a stabilizing and balancing power. Europe is still seeking direction, and the withdrawal of Britain and the COVID-19 crisis only accelerated the problem. We advise you to continue watching events in Europe that will soon shake the whole world. Mr. Smith also counseled us to
watch the changing power dynamic among Arabic nations.
Did our colleague call it correctly? 2020 saw three Islamic nations make peace with Israel, something that almost no one saw coming. And as of this recording, we still have several weeks left in the year. In the next few years, you should expect a greater realignment of nations in the Middle East. But this will not bring lasting peace. Notice what the Bible tells us. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Mr. Smith's admonition to watch that part of the world is good advice. He also instructed us to watch for number three,
the continuing decline of the United States and the British descended nations of the world.
It's intoxicating to hear patriotic songs such as Rule Britannia, or hear slogans such as Make America Great Again. But Britain is no longer great, and no matter who the president may be, America can never be truly great for these reasons that Wallace Smith pointed out.
in our halls of government, on our movie screens, and in our classrooms, the growing moral rot of the United States and the United Kingdom and other nations of the Anglosphere is on depressing display for all the world to see, all while the Ten Commandments can hardly be found.
And as a result, droughts, floods, fires, riots in our streets, and horrible division. 2020 in Bible prophecy again hit a bullseye. Point number four was to watch for
developments in the world of organized religion.
The world was shocked when it was revealed that the Bishop of Rome urged acceptance of same-sex unions. Note this October 21st, 2020 USA Today quote, "Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God," Francis said in one of his sit-down interviews for the film. "You can't kick someone out of a family, nor make their life miserable for this. What we have is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered." Although the Vatican has pushed back, saying this was taken out of context, a massive shift is occurring within professing Christianity's largest denomination. We will do well to continue to watch developments in the world of organized religion. The year 2020 also saw some of the greatest natural disasters in recorded history. After losing 600,000 cattle in 2019 to unprecedented floods, Australia experienced the hottest and driest summer on record, accompanied by massive brush fires that killed or displaced 3 billion animals. And the west coast of the United States saw the worst fire season on record. It seems our 2020 predictions were again on target, with the council to watch for number five,
growing vulnerability to natural disaster.
Included in his comments on this point were disease epidemics. Yet COVID-19 was not on anyone's radar when that program was recorded in September 2019. However, notice this clip from the program.
"But prophecy is clear that eventually diseases, natural disasters, and famines will begin to get the better of us, and they will devastate life on earth in the last days."
So far, our colleague is batting 5 for 5. But his last trend to watch was one that even we did not see happening to the degree that it did. He said we should watch for
the expanding effort to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the world.
He was specifically referring to this work. He was not talking about a message about the person of Christ, but about Jesus' message of the kingdom of God. And he was basing this trend to watch on Matthew 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." When the coronavirus caused the world to shut down, we expected to see income drop. But God had something else in mind. Our members and coworkers came through this year, and tomorrow's world increased dramatically. Television coverage expanded. Our internet and social media efforts took a leap forward. We added nearly 100,000 new subscribers to our magazine, a 33% increase over 2019. And beginning January 2021, Tomorrow's World magazine will increase from 6 to 10 issues per year. Literature is figuratively flying off the shelves. Not bad, Mr. Smith. 6 for 6. You don't have to live in the dark regarding the future. Our resource, Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled, explains in plain language what the Bible reveals in that book. It explains the meaning of the beast of Revelation, the relevance of the number 666, and what the mysterious mark of the beast is. And it shows there is a way of escape from the difficult times ahead. Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled, will be sent to you free of charge. No one will hit you up for money. Members of the Living Church of God and our coworkers have already paid for the printing and the shipping costs. All you have to do is call for today's free offer or go to our website at tomorrowsworld.org. It's that simple. You need this resource, so order it today. And when I come back, I'll give you one important trend to watch in 2021.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Tomorrow's World's predictions and trends to watch have been spot on. So what's our secret? How do we know what will happen as well as what will not happen? The answer is simple. There's a God in heaven who foretold thousands of years in advance what to expect at this time. The prophet Daniel accurately described the time of the end in the 12th chapter and verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. What better way to describe modern transportation and our current knowledge explosion? There's no other time in history like this. Notice also that Jesus predicted this same time would bring mankind to the brink of self-imposed annihilation. That's found in Matthew, the 24th chapter. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of this world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. We here at Tomorrow's World cannot predict the future, but God can and does tell us history in advance. Notice these words of God as recorded by the prophet Isaiah. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. There are many trends and subtrends that I can pass along to you for 2021 and the years that immediately follow. But I'll only add one to those already mentioned. This is the prediction. There will be disaster upon disaster for America and the British descended peoples. Few people understand the biblical identity of nations. But this knowledge, along with prophecies for these nations, puts today's news into proper perspective. God has blessed the descendants of the patriarch Joseph, the American and British peoples, and this includes nations such as Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. But as we reject the one who blessed us, so he is rejecting us. No matter who the president or prime minister may be, neither Britain nor America nor the other Anglosphere countries will be great again. We can only look to disaster upon disaster unless we repent of our national sins. Notice this from Isaiah, the first chapter, and verses 2 and 3. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. The immediate audience was the Jews in the city of Jerusalem. But when you read the whole book of Isaiah, it becomes clear that many of these prophecies are dual, a former fulfillment and a latter-day fulfillment. And they apply to all the tribes of Israel. Yes, not only the Jews, but descendants of his brothers, and among them, the British-descended and American peoples. And we have forgotten our Maker, the one who gave us unmatched natural resources, oil and natural gas to warm and cool our homes, to run our automobiles, and to power our industries. We are rich in iron and precious minerals. Arable land and moderate weather combine to produce incredible agricultural wealth. We see ourselves as righteous nations. But that is not the way our Maker sees us. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. In a moment, I'll show you what the Bible declares God's response is to our rejecting Him. But I want to remind you one last time about today's free offer. Just shy of 60 years ago, I read a booklet similar to the one I'm offering today, and it changed my life. Our booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled, can change yours as well. Some prophecies in Revelation have already been fulfilled, but others are just around the corner. That's clear to anyone who understands the book. Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled, explains in detail how the Bible interprets its own symbols and lays out its chronological order of what your future holds. So call today or go to our website to order Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. And when I come back, I'll read from the Bible what God says is in your future.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. To request today's free informative offer, no cost, no obligation, call toll-free now or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org.
Before the break, I told you that I would read from the Bible what God says is in your future. Today we reviewed predictions and trends proclaimed by Tomorrow's World the last 2 years. Then I said I would give you a single trend to watch in 2021 and the immediate years following. We cannot know the exact timing, but the trend is certain. There will be disaster upon disaster for America and the British-descended peoples. Notice how the prophet Ezekiel describes what is ahead for the Anglosphere. Destruction comes. They will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster will come upon disaster, and rumor will be upon rumor. Then they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn. The prince will be clothed with desolation. And the hands of the common people will tremble. I will do to them according to their way, and according to what they deserve, I will judge them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Hosea is another prophet who decries the sins, not of the Jews only, but of the whole house of Israel. Is this not a description of our peoples? There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Hosea then describes natural disasters such as Australia's severe 2020 drought and the resulting brush fires that killed or displaced 3 billion wild animals. And if you wonder about the loss of fish stocks, talk to Newfoundland's fishermen. Notice this in Hosea 4 and verse 3. Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Americans trust in their military, their mighty men and advanced weaponry. Yet Hosea has a warning for us. Trouble is going to arise from within. We had a taste of that in some of America's major cities in 2020. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you trusted in your own way and the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore, tumult shall arise among your people and all your fortresses shall be plundered. There is good news, however, as shown by the prophet Jeremiah. Notice it at the end of this passage found in the 30th chapter of Jeremiah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble. Notice this, but he shall be saved out of it. Yes, as with a rebellious child, we are in for a terrible spanking. I know that's hard to believe and not something you want to hear, but the United States and the British descended peoples are in for disaster upon disaster until we finally are overthrown by our enemies. Being overthrown by our enemies won't happen this coming year, but it will happen in the near future. But afterward, after the tears and sorrow, God will bring our people back from captivity. God will then give Israel and mankind in general a new spirit, as we read in Ezekiel the 11th chapter. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, I will gather you from the peoples, assemble you from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. This last scripture is what tomorrow's world is all about. We look forward to the time when this world finally learns a lesson that it is God who knows best, and a world of true lasting peace will ensue. You can read how this is going to come about in our resource, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. There is a happy future ahead, but sadly, we have a few very bad years between now and then, unless we turn around. But that does not look likely. Be sure to come back next week and every week when Richard Ames, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will bring you more news of today's world and of the wonderful world that is coming when Jesus Christ returns to save us from ourselves and to usher in tomorrow's world.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.